Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, today's episode sponsored by Abide. Your Daily Prayer is a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need and to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from Abide, we'll pray through today's prayer together. The end of the year is right around the corner, which means New Year's resolutions are too, like getting into healthy habits, reducing stress, and managing better sleep. So finish strong and enter the new year stronger with the Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation app, the number one Christian meditation app that helps you be your best and deepen your experience with the peace of Christ through biblical meditation. The regular meditation can help you feel less stressed at work, which helps keep anxiety down too. And with Abide's premium subscription services, you get early access to more content, ad-free meditation, and an experience you can cater to your needs with background music customization, a sleep timer, and even a journal, all to help your habits and health become routine. Download the Abide app today and enter the new year with prayer meditations that improve sleep and spiritual growth. Right now, we have a special offer when you subscribe. 25% off your first year when you sign up for the premium subscription, but only if you text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433. Don't wait. Download Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation today and text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433 today to get 25% off. A Prayer to the Look to the Lord as Mighty God, written by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Jessica Finrukel. In the same way the Spirit also joins to help in our weakness, because we do not know what to pray for as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with unspoken groanings, and he who searches the heart knows the Spirit's mindset, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Romans 8:26. For 2 weeks I sat fumbling with words, thoughts, and feelings that felt contrary to the faith I knew lived inside my heart. Why me? Why now? Why am I wrestling with this? Are three things that came to my mind between the swirling chaos. I'm sure you felt this way at some point too. On a Thursday night, I sat with the word unspoken stirring in my heart. I'd had two friends recently share the word with me all in the matter of a week. When the stirring wouldn't subside, thank you, Holy Spirit, I decided to look it up in what God's word had to say about this word. It's referenced twice, once in the Old Testament, Proverbs 27:5, and once in the New Testament, Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit also joins to help in our weakness, because we do not know what to pray for as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with unspoken groanings, and he who searches the hearts knows the Spirit's mindset, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God, Romans 8:26. Moments into reading this scripture and sitting with the truth of God's word, I felt the words well up in me that I couldn't quite articulate days prior. The Holy Spirit finally brought to the surface all the lies from the enemy that were coming against me, lies of deceit and confusion. And I knew in that moment the Holy Spirit was rebuking the things going on in my heart that I couldn't see or speak of. Ponder this with me. The Holy Spirit, which was gifted to us by our mighty God, lives within our hearts and rebukes things within us we cannot detect in the flesh. How amazing is this? How mighty of God is this? And John 16:13 gives us the explanation. When this Spirit of truth comes, it will guide you into all truth, John 16:13. My heart is deeply encouraged and grateful for this gift. We will all find ourselves in a season of spiritual battles being waged against us. It may be sensing something is off, something is unsettling in your spirit, or the things you're thinking are clearly not from God. When you sense these things, tune into the Holy Spirit. pray the truth of Romans 8:26, and trust that the Holy Spirit is interceding when we can't see what's taking place inside our hearts and in the spiritual realm. As we find ourselves in the season of celebrating Jesus' birth and all he is to us, I pray that your heart would be softened to see the great, intricate works of our mighty God, and may you find yourself in awe and wonder at his works. Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to dwell among us. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that we get because of what your Son did on the cross. I pray for a heart that seeks you above all things during this season of Advent. I praise you for being mighty God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
We all need his grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.